Let's gavel. It's Bailey.
And I'm Hamase, and this is our podcast, Let's Gavel.
Welcome, everyone.
Guys, this is so crazy.
Welcome, you guys. This podcast is for aspiring lawyers, current law students, recent grads, or maybe you've been a lawyer for a while and you just need a fresh perspective.
Yeah, because being a lawyer isn't just arguing in court. We're therapists, we're investigators, we're teachers, counselors, writers, and negotiators. And yes, we've got a lot of opinions. So we're starting the conversations we wish we had when we were starting out.
You guys, we're two women who have lived it. Trust. The long hours, the wild clients, the quiet wins, the quiet losses, and the pressure that no one talks about.
So no matter who you are, you're in the law, or you're just a gal like us and want to gavel, welcome everyone.
Thank you for joining us, and we hope you stay.
Let's gavel.
Let's gavel. You guys, this is such a dream. Let me tell you why. You go to law school, right? You graduate, you take the bar, and then you enter the workforce, the craziest workforce you ever want to know. Because the profession is honestly meeting you with the most unexpected, wild things that you never even knew could be thrown at you.
Literally, it is crazy. So what else do you do except call your best friend?
So I was like, Hamase, help. Okay, help. Because I am experiencing things that I just wasn't prepared for. No one told me law school didn't teach us about this.
Not at all. So that's what we're here for. We're going to dish it out.
Dish it all out.
Dish it all out so that when you're met with these experiences, you know, you might not have our numbers, but you could like call me, beat me on my podcast.
For sure.
We get it. It's not normal.
It's not normal. It's a matter of fact, it's abnormal. And we're here. It's literally so abnormal. And we are here to share it all with you, from the good to the bad, ugly, great. Or what's the opposite of ugly?
The good, the bad, the ugly, the beautiful.
Yeah. Buckle up.
Buckle up.
Because law school didn't teach you half the things that we're about to tell you in this podcast. So the best way to get to know us, like Hamase mentioned, is to start from the beginning. I think let's go back to the first year.
The day we were born.
Let's not go that far back. Because
I will say one thing. Our birthdays are like a week apart.
They are. It's something to be said about that, honestly. I feel like it's a connection that we'll always have. It's a January birthday. January is great. It's best month ever.
Best
those
month.
Who know, those who get it, and those who don't, don't.
That's right. Period.
Period. Not that far back for this moment, but we'll go back there one day. But right now, let's just picture one year of law school. Students, we're struggling, we're figuring it out, we're just jumping right in head first to the world of law school. No idea what's to come. Mm-hmm. We're in the library and I'm on my laptop, okay? And I'm putting together some version of an outline that I feel connected to. For mm-hmm. me, that involves some circles, some squares, some colors, some lines. Some flow chart of somewhere between a flow chart and a pie chart is where my brain kind of works. It's visual. Yeah. Hamase is also in the library and she has a question for the class.
I had no idea what I was doing. So I approached this table of very beautiful, kind looking people. And I said, girls, you guys look new here too.
We are. True.
We're all new here. Tell me something. How do you outline? And Bailey was like, oh, I can show you how I outline. And she pulls out this beautiful multicolored pink, purple, green, orange flow chart. And she's like, well, you see, I start in the middle and the pink is this element and da 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 da. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is the most gorgeous thing I've ever seen. But there's no way I could do that.
I was looking at everyone like, is this craziness or is this just,
is this right? Is this wrong? This is the only way I could think about it. Like, this is criminal law. Is it not giving charted pie chart? Is it not giving flow chart diagram? That's the only thing I was getting from criminal law. That's how we met.
I will say this though. Like, I still remember what that chart looked like. I don't remember what was on it, like the words, but I literally can like see it in my brain. So I think you were onto something.
You know, there's something to be said about visual learners. I feel like once you put it there and you draw the arrows and you make those like mental connections and you just can't forget it. It's like it's part of you now, you know? Yeah.
Well, I walked away from that like, oh my gosh, you're so cute. I love this for you, but it's not going to work for me respectfully, but love you.
I walked away too. I was like, oh my gosh, so sweet and fun. Love her. Never really saw you. I feel like after that,
I know,
except for like in passing. Yeah, in passing, I was like, oh, hi. And then that was it, no?
Yeah.
Until 3L year. Mm-hmm. 3L year. Well, 2L year, we both were in moot court. We both got pretty far in the competition. We'll discuss that more later. All that moot court is.
We both applied for the board, and Bailey was our president.
And Hamase was my vice president. I literally couldn't do without you, so I don't know. I literally would not have made it. Like, presidents are all great and all, but they don't do anything. They're nothing, okay, without the people that work with them, to be honest.
No way. You ran that whole competition.
Girl, I couldn't. It was crazy. You guys, we put on a super great, successful competition, so I was told.
Yes.
And so I can't wait to talk about that more. But after that, I feel like throughout that process of being on the board, that's kind of where we became friends.
We became besties. Yeah.
I agree.
We became cheetah sisters. We were like, okay, I see you. You see me. This is it for life. And that's how we graduated.
That's how we graduated. We sat next to each other at graduation, remember?
Yeah.
And from there, like, that was it. Like, so when we graduated, we both, like, went to our little respective areas of California, started working. And then after that, I realized, oh, my gosh, this career is wild. I said, who is out there to help me? I was like, is anybody else experiencing pure shock right now, or is it just me? And thank God.
I was. Sydney
Hamase, and she was also experiencing shock. And so together, we discussed. We gaveled, if you will.
Together we can, as the Cheetah Girls say.
Yes. Together we can.
So we've leaned on each other hardcore. I also I'm yet to find another friend who can relate as much as you do. And I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. I will say, I think people are not telling it how it is, kind of.
I know. It's kind of crazy because I feel like lawyers have a way of appearing very like stone-faced, if that's the way to say it. They mm-hmm. hide behind the mask of like what all there is involved in being a lawyer. And you just kind of think like, ooh, professional from the beginning to the end. Like, their inner personality is professional. Yeah. Their outer personality is professional. They just look like, you know, crossing all the T's, dotting all the I's. And it's kind of hard to get the truth out of them, honestly. Like, I feel like even in legal profession, we took it our 1L year and we were introduced to so many different types of lawyers. It still was hard to figure out, like, what is all involved in this career? What is all involved? Like, what's awaiting me outside of graduation, you know? Right. And I think that's the same thing I found in my friends, too. Like, while we can chit chat and talk, I'm like, hello.
Literally. I will be like, oh, like, we have friends who it's kind of common to work on weekends. But when I hear certain friends be like, yeah, I just casually like was working all Saturday night, and I just want to be like, and pause right there. Isn't that crazy that you're working all Saturday night every weekend? Like, hello. And they just like pass through it like it's no big deal. I'm like,
yeah, like it's a rite of passage. It's like, but it's a rite of passage that I don't want a passage on.
Absolutely.
I don't want
to
journey down.
That doesn't bother you?
Is that
you don't want to talk about it?
Right. Do you want to stay up all night every night, or do you want to go sleep and like look youthful like you are?
Literally, like, was that fun for you? I mean, was it? I want to know.
I don't understand. Everyone seems like they're enjoying it. And I'm just like, I never joined this career to to sell my soul to this career or to, for it to be my whole personality. Like, it's what I do, but it's not who I am. And so I feel like I've always tried to maintain that throughout everything. And I think it's easy to sell yourself to the profession, you know?
That's right. Well, this is a good time to talk about how we got into the profession. Bailey, how did you pick the law?
How did I find the law? Or I guess, I don't know. I feel like for me, I feel like the law found me low key. I think that's kind of how I would frame it. Okay, picture this. Let's throw it back. Not to birth.
All right.
Not to birth.
Not that far.
Not that far. But let's throw it back to, let me see where I want to throw it back to. I want to throw it back to college. Okay. I'm in college. I'm at Louisiana State University in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Boop, go Tigers. We do have a live tiger on campus. So that's exciting and a fun fact.
Whoa. Are you serious?
Yes. Yes. He's real. His name is Mike.
Oh, cute.
I know. He's huge. Like, he grew up on campus. So he's like very like personable. If you like go up there, like he'll come up. It's exciting. It's exciting.
Can you touch,
he's real.
Can you pet him?
You can't pet him.
Oh, yeah.
No, that's the only thing kind of missing. It would be nice to pet the tiger, but no.
But liability.
Exactly. So no touching, but looking, watching. So that's where I was in school. I loved it. Super, super fun school. And while I was there, I decided to study political communication. For those who don't know, because I'm sure you don't, because I didn't prior to majoring in it, it's a cross between like normal communications where you study social media, broadcasting, advertising, campaigning, things like that, and then you also mix in political things, which includes poli sci classes, government classes, and things like that. So I feel like we did media law, which is a class that we took as well. So I feel like it was a cool mix. I chose it honestly because it got me a scholarship that I couldn't have gotten with other majors that I was desiring before. I thought maybe biology, I thought psychology, both things that I love to do, both things that will always be part of my loves, I guess, is my favorite subjects, but not the thing I chose. I did still minor in psychology and Spanish, so I feel like I still had a hand in that world, but it wasn't my whole world. So flash forward, I'm in political communication major. Sophomore year, I'm writing for a magazine because part of me thought I wanted to be in journalism. I don't know. I thought it was cool. Thought it was cool to investigate and things like that. So if that makes sense, I guess that's what I'm kind of doing now, no?
Yeah.
Every day we low-key investigate as attorneys. But I was doing investigative writing for the magazine. And I had a friend and she was like super, she knew she wanted to be a lawyer. It was like, she was like, I know I want to do this. This is my plan. This is my dream. And I was like, oh, okay, fun. And it wasn't my dream at that point. I don't know if I really had a dream at that moment. I was just kind of living la vida loca, living day by day in school. And she invited me to a legal, like a legal society, some honor society for aspiring lawyers. And I was like, sure, I'll go with you so we can like hang out, eat free dinner, of course, you know. And we were at the meeting and I think at the end of the meeting, they did a raffle and they put everybody's name in a hat and they were like, you know, turning it or whatever it is. And I was packing my things up because I have never, ever won a raffle. Like my name has never been drawn out of like 100 people ever in life.
Same. I feel like that's a Capricorn thing. It's like we don't care enough to manifest that for ourselves.
I don't. It's like if my name has never gotten picked, it's fine. Like it's 100 names. I'm not pressed. Like I don't even know. I didn't know the prize. I didn't know the point. I was like, it's fine. I'm just happy to be here and eat and like move on. So I actually got picked out of the hat. They picked my name and they were like, by ELA? And I was like, is Bailey? Bailey? They're like, is this how you spell your name? And I was like, yes. Oh my gosh. And I had to go to the front and everything.
Wow.
And I went to the front and that was my name on the ticket. And then I won an LSAT prep book. Like I won a logic game prep book by Princeton Review. And it was so clean, so new. You can just tell it was like fresh off the bookshelf, you know,
that's
Barnes
crazy.
And Noble.
If there was ever a sign to follow the law, that's the sign. Your first raffle.
My first. I haven't won anything since then. I actually have never been picked out of a raffle like I had since. So I feel like this is something, you know?
Yeah.
So I took that book like with my whole heart and I thought, I literally won an LSAT prep book. At this point, I didn't even know what the LSAT was or that it existed or anything like that. I took the book and ran with it. I took it to study abroad with me. And I just like brought it with me and I thought, this is fun. And as I was there and people were asking me like, oh, what's next for you? Like, what are you going to do when you go back to the States and you finish school? And I was like, I guess I'm going to be a lawyer. I'm going to be a lawyer. And I kept telling people, lawyer, lawyer, lawyer. And it kind of just was something I started to say. Now, I do think that being a lawyer was a passing thought that I had when I was younger, closer to when I was born, but not quite. Maybe when I was like around like 10 or 11 or something like that, my family went through a divorce, and I'm the oldest of three girls. And being the oldest, you learn how to advocate for things relatively early on. I think it's an older sister, older sibling thing that we can relate to, no?
For sure.
But through that, I saw injustices happen and children put on the wrong side, I guess you would say, of justice. And I learned how to advocate for myself, how to advocate for my sisters. And through that, I felt called to that in that moment. I felt like this is important. This is important. Like, I need to say this. I need to speak to these judges, speak to these attorneys. I need to be heard. I need to be understood if I can. And so I think that made me kind of, it got me thinking like, huh, this is interesting. But also it was a passing thought. Like, I was 11 and I moved on. I thought fashion designer. I thought so many different things after that, you know? Mm-hmm. And then, so anyway, flash forward to when I got the LSAT book, and I kind of started saying over myself and telling people like, I'm going to be a lawyer. I'm going to be a lawyer. And I think it kind of just clicked. Like, I kind of just was like, maybe this is what I meant to do, like between my childhood experiences and having this book, having won it out of a raffle. I felt like this is something I'm going to do, I think. And so I kind of just started looking into it, took the LSAT, did the personal statement, all the things, and then boom, applied. And here I am.
That's crazy to hear your story, because I feel like I went into the law equally as blind, basically, about like the realities of the situation. But before we get into that, I want to pause, detour, because you mentioned something that's really integral to our identities and our brands and what brought us together, and that is being older sisters.
Yes, so true. Honestly, like, you know, I love my sisters. I have two younger sisters.
Yes.
I'm the oldest of three. Shout out. We are all in our mid to late 20s now. And honestly, my sisters are my heart and my soul. They know that. Everybody who knows me knows that. And it's just an important part. It's honestly who I am. Like, being an older sister means giving solicited or unsolicited advice.
Yeah. So like, I grew up, like you said, giving the solicited and unsolicited advice, being like more of the like talking head for us to like mm-hmm. our parents. I feel like we can bring that energy into this podcast, and we do. We do when we talk to each other. Well, definitely when we give advice, all you listeners should know that we're coming from a place of like, we are your older sisters. We want the best for you. We want to be real and share truths with you so that you can take that and take what you need from it and make the best of your own life, you know?
It's honestly, we can't help but to do that, no? Like, even through right. talking with each other and learning different things that we've learned in the last 3 years, I feel like, or even the last, you know, 6 years, like starting from law school, I feel like there are things that are integral, and they've shaken us up a little bit. And mm-hmm. if we can prevent anybody else from being so shocked or being more prepared or just helping people and like, yeah, just get helping people it. Get yeah. through. Yeah. Like, that's important.
We are advising you all as your older sisters. We are not advising you as your lawyers. Nothing we say or share is legal advice, and these are completely our own opinions and do not reflect the opinions of our employers or our colleagues.
Exactly. Don't take it to heart, you know, as much as you want. If you don't like the advice, let right. it pass you by. If you like
right,
it,
but like,
hold on to it.
Exactly. But like, listen, if you need help with some real estate law, like, hit me up on my day job and I can maybe right. help you out. If right, you need obviously. Help with family immigration, hit up Bailey.
That's what I do. It's just like, if you catch me in the right scope, you know, or yeah. doing the right hours of the day, maybe right. I can maybe help we can you legally. Yeah. But outside of those hours, legally, we're not talking legally. We're talking sisterly. We're mm-hmm. talking just sister good, just sitting on the couch, asking us for advice, and we got you on that.
So with all of that said, let me give you a quick backstory of how I got into the law. So I thought I was going to be a doctor my whole entire life. Most of my family is in STEM or like accounting and finance. I don't have any lawyers in my family. I honestly did not even know a lawyer till I was like 25. So growing up and in high school, I was in the IB program and I did the whole biochem route to set me up for a good undergrad in pre-med and then, you know, eventually go to medical school. So that was always my focus in life. And I chose that from like a very young age, from before I really knew. 3 to 4 years old, you'd ask me what I wanted to be, and I'd say, oh, I want to be a doctor. And then it never left my body, honestly. So in undergrad, I went to Northeastern. I was right away on the pre-med track. I majored in neuroscience, and I started taking all of those courses. And in junior year was when I started prepping for the MCAT, not really studying yet, but like getting all the information I need to start studying and preparing for the MCAT. And then I was also attending like a lot of panels with first year medical students. And I remember I was sitting in a panel with first year Harvard medical students, and they were talking about how they felt like they were making such a difference in whatever they were doing, I don't know, practicums or whatever it was, but they were really so passionate about their course of work, their studies, and everything that they were doing. And I remember sitting there and being like, I just don't really know if I'm going to feel the same way. And that was really hard for me because, like I said, my entire life, I was one track, like med school only. And I wanted to be a neurosurgeon. That's why I studied neuroscience and always had that focus on biochem, psych, and everything in between. So yeah, it was really hard for me. I graduated. So I dropped, long story short, I dropped pre-med, but I finished my studies in neuroscience, graduated undergrad, having actually like no idea what I was going to do. One thing I did know, and because of my culture and my background, I had to go to graduate school. Like, it was not an option. So I graduated. I didn't really know what I was going to do, but I thought, let me get this job as a legal secretary while I figure it out. And while I was working as a legal secretary, I was, again, in a really small firm, only two attorneys and myself. So I was really involved with, you know, everything they were doing and their work. My supervisor, I love him. He was and is one of the best family law attorneys I've ever met. And so I started working with him on a lot of his cases. And along with my legal secretary duties, you know, the usual like scanning and filing, and I would help fun. It actually was really fun. I would help him write declarations for clients going through whatever proceeding, whether it be declarations in support of motions for granting more custody or, you know, in a restraining order case where they're trying to get protection from an abuser, I would sit down with the clients, with the attorney present, but I would help put together these really well-written declarations that told a story. And I don't know, something about the whole experience made me think, I could maybe do this. This is fun. I love touching paper. I love like putting binders together. Like, I didn't really know what else there was.
Right. That's all there is, binders and paper.
That's it. Right. That's it. Then you go home at the end of the day.
Literally.
I would clock out at 5 and be like, oh, this is easy. I can do this.
That was so nice. 5 o'clock clock out.
Right?
Yes.
So I think like the final push to get me there was, it's really funny and kind of stupid, but so my mom was like, well, you don't know what you're gonna do, so why don't you think about becoming a lawyer? Like, you've always been really, you stand up for what you believe and you are a great talker and etc. So I opened an LSAT games problem online, like for free, and I solved the whole like game. In It wasn't that hard for me. Like, I just did it. And I was like, oh, that's it. Like, I could do that. Done. And then that really was like, all right, I'm studying for the LSAT now. Okay, now I'm getting into law school. Oop, I just negotiated my scholarship. Oh, I just started law school. And that was really, that was it for me. Like, I was
so crazy.
Committed. Yeah.
Wow.
So I can't believe you went from wanting to be a
doctor, right? do you ever think now that you wish you were that neurosurgeon that you always dreamed of?
Oh my gosh, no. I'm so glad. First of all, who the hell did I think I was? Because I have a phobia of needles. Like, oh, what was me I too. Thinking?
Me too. You do still now?
Yeah, like I do too. Do. Yeah.
Oh no, I do too. Like, it's
do you get like laugh attacks?
No, I get cry attacks.
Okay, I get laugh attacks and then I pass out. Like, that's what? My yeah, like
a lot deeper than I thought. Actually, yeah. You probably have a little bit more severe than me. You do that every time?
No, I've gotten much better because I've learned to like tap and breathe. But yeah, like, it's legit.
That's so funny. I actually like get so emotional. It's like not even funny. Like, I start crying like before they even like before they bring it out on that little ugly tray, any yes. of that. Like, no. When they just say, like, oh, you need your so-and-so shot. I'm like,
no.
And then, anyway, like, it makes me emotional. Like, something about it, like, hurts my feelings. It's not even that the shot hurts. The whole thing makes my – it hurts my feelings. Like, I yes. feel hurt about it.
Yes. Like, it's like I a violation cry. To my body.
Yes. I want to go home. I need to, like, sit. It's like a breakup. I feel like as though I just went through a breakup. And I want to sit on my couch and I want to cry because I no. just got a shot.
I'd choose lawyer over doctor, I think, any day.
Okay. Yeah. Well, let's just take it day by day. You know, you're actually there right now. Speaking of, what do you do in your day to day? What type of lawyer are you?
Oh, okay. Great question. So I work at a small firm again, and I do real estate and business law. I do both transactional and litigation. I started off in my first firm out of law school as a general civil lit attorney in a big law firm. So when I moved to the small law firm, I have been tasked with, you know, I've been handling a lot of litigation, but I'm also handling some transactional work. But really, long story short, my focus is in real estate and business law, and I love it so far. What do you do, Bailey?
I'm glad that you love it. Honestly, that's good news, you know? I am currently in civil law. I didn't think I would ever find myself here.
Ooh, no, I'm just kidding.
No, literally, like all the sounds that sound awful, that's what I feel. but I'm trying to find joy in the fact that I'm still getting a lot of courtroom experience. I'm getting, you know, some kind of interaction. Honestly, I'll just hang my hat on the courtroom experience here in this civil world. Mm-hmm. But I come from immigration and family law. That's where my heart is. That's where I feel called the most. I started practicing out of law school in a small immigration firm, super small, like even smaller than homicides, me as an attorney and then my boss. And then the same thing in the second firm that I worked at was an immigration law firm, primarily immigration law. We did practice a lot of family law as well. So both of those, and that was another small law firm, just me and my boss. there's benefits to that, you know, and there's some things that you may want to reconsider prior to joining a firm like that. So we'll get into that eventually. But honestly, like, I'm grateful for my experiences. I think that it's important to find something you love to do. Although mm-hmm. now I can't say that I'm working in my passion exactly.
Mm-hmm. But you'll find it. You'll find it again.
I'll find my way back. Yeah. And I think that as long as I'm working with clients and I'm giving, I feel like, a voice to the voiceless or in whatever context I can, I am happy. I love being in court. And so that's my favorite part. Whenever I can do that, I'm happy. Yeah.
Like I said before, we'll get into all that because I feel like there is a lot that we can share there. And I feel like there's a lot of questions that can be answered for people that are looking into joining that space, or even about our areas of practice: real estate law, business law, family, immigration, general civil, things like that.
Yeah. We're going to do, you guys, a rapid fire question game. Hamase is going to lead us just so you can get to know more about us outside of big lawyers.
That's right. Because like Bailey said, it's just so what we do. It's not who we are. So
period.
So on that note, Bailey, You're a lawyer by day, blank by night.
Okay, I'm a lawyer by day. I'm a Legree / Pilates girly by night.
Okay, I see you. That's cute.
When I want to be. Love Legree. You know?
Yeah.
What about you?
I really love acrylic pour painting. I just love that it's free and it flows and it's a good break from the stress of the day.
That's so fun. Well, you know, even those pour paintings cost millions of dollars out in the galleries.
Oh,
so
I know.
You may want to put that up
side
somewhere.
Biz. Yeah.
You want to side biz that.
Yeah, okay. I just actually hung my first painting that I made in my office, and I have one of Amanda's paintings up. So really, my office right now is just so artsy-fartsy. I love it.
It's giving art. I want to see. I want to see those paintings together. Go take a picture so I can
see it. I'll send you a picture.
So cute. Okay, coffee or tea?
Coffee. I'm an iced latte girl.
That's fun. I used to be that girl, but now I'm a matcha latte girl.
Okay.
And it can be iced. It can be hot as long as it's sweet. And yeah, I love it.
Just like you.
Just like me.
Okay. What's your favorite food?
Favorite food right now is just like one thing or
just one thing. It can be a cuisine or a food.
I think cuisine, like Jamaican food or soul food, something that involves, I like to have a meal that has multiple sides. Like I like to have my plate full of things. So anything that does that, I like.
What do you like? What are your sides?
Okay, so I like to have, well, it just depends. Okay, so if it's Jamaican food, I like to have like stewed chicken, plantains, cabbage, and peas and rice. Or if it's soul food, I like to have like a chicken of some sort, like say rotisserie chicken, but there's this one place that does it a little bit differently. Mm-hmm. So that with mac and cheese, sweet potato, greens.
Yum. My cuisine would be Chinese food. Any type of like chow mein, chow fun, Singapore style noodles. Any noodle, like
Did you say Singapore style? What's that?
Singapore style noodle. Oh, you will really like it.
Singapore
style noodle. So it's like angel hair noodle.
Oh, I love that.
Like a with a curry base. Like sauce, but it's not saucy. It's like still dry, but it tastes like curry. And it has pork, chicken, shrimp. But it's so good. You should try it.
Is it like a chow mein? Like in that it's dry?
No. Okay. It's like angel hair. So the noodles are really different. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's giving curry, which is not like chow mein. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Like curry flavor. Yeah. It's so good. Highly recommend.
What's a song you'll never skip?
Okay, so song I'll never skip is Celine Dion, A New Day Has Come.
I love it. Yeah, I literally, like, that song gets me every time, honestly, because it's a song that, like, every time you hear it, like, you low-key forget about it when you're listening to, like, your normal playlist, and then boom, it comes on out of nowhere, and you just feel transported into, like,
literally.
You can, like, it just feels like you're loved by God. Like, honestly, it just feels like God shines down on you.
That's right. Last question before we wrap this up. One thing you'll always bring to court.
One thing I'll always bring to court is, I hate to be this girl, but one thing I always do bring to court is my Owala, aka little Stanley cup.
Oh,
this right here. This is my Stanley cup.
Okay.
I bring it with me because you know why? Sometimes you're in the court and it's hot in there. Uh-huh. It is hot. And I am like, there's so many people, the client's like breathing down your neck. And it's just like, you know what? Let me take a sip of this water so that I can cool off. Also, it's just like, let me like clear my throat. It's just like, let me cool down. It's just like, I will always bring my Owala, and I do the whole thing. Even every time I go through the security, I'm like, and I have this Owala. Do you want me to run it through the security? This Stanley Cup, do you want me to run it through? Do you want to take it and you want to look inside with the water?
You want a sip?
You want a sip of it? Not too much, because it's mine and I'm going to be in here. Because sometimes you plan to be in court for 5 minutes, you're in there for 5 hours. It's part of me. What about you? What are you bringing to court?
Okay, one thing I will never go without is mints or gum, because one thing nobody told me is the amount of times you have to whisper into your client's ear as the judge is talking and you're getting far too close for comfort and you just finished your coffee. So I always pop a mint because
that's actually so good. No, because there's so many times you're like it's like, that's what I'm saying. When you meet the client right at the front and then you go into the courtroom, you are sitting so close to them.
Like,
we're best friends now. Like, we are basically touching knees. Like we're
your skin cells are on my skin cells at this point.
Yes. Like, I'm whispering, like, did you see that right there?
That's what
I'm saying. It's like, that's how we're gonna be next, but not yet. Okay, now the judge is taking a break. Yes. And it's just like,
over there, I'll sit over there.
Right. I'll be right there, but don't worry, because when we get called, I'll come back. And it's just like so much whispering, and it's true, because then they're whispering sometimes to me and I'm like, ooh. Oh my gosh. That's actually, I should probably add that. I don't always have a mint or gum.
Oh my gosh.
But I should probably always have it.
That's one of those things. It's like, nobody told me I'd be whispering into this man's ear.
Like, I don't know him. He doesn't know me. But today, we're friends. Yet we're together now. Like, we are family. We're family now. It's honestly like, that's so funny. That's true. Yeah. Who would have thunk it?
Well, this has been so much fun.
Are you
feeling good?
I'm feeling good, and I'm feeling excited about what's to come. I'm excited to just share and give all that we have to our listeners.
Yes. Follow us on this season's episodes, from advice to 1Ls to just gaveling with us and hearing our stories. We cannot wait to take this journey with you. Thanks for joining us.